Hello there. This is Robert Smigel with the Vancouver Entrepreneur Podcast. Quite excited to get this up and rolling. We've been waiting a long time to talk to Jan Hamilton. She has been on our radar for quite some time because she is a very exciting and committed entrepreneur in Vancouver. And as always, we like to talk to local entrepreneurs throughout British Columbia and find out exactly what makes them tick and what drives them and some of the things that you can learn from them. And I think that's what I think we're going to get from Jen. And I think she's got a lot to tell us. So let's get started. Jen, tell us a little bit about your background and tell us about oxygen yoga.
Well, hello all, and I'm very excited and honored to be here. So thank you, Robert. So I am the CEO of Oxygen Yoga and Fitness, and I can truly say I really love my position. I love everything that it's brought to me. I mean, started from the ground up. To be honest with you, I had a previous franchise business called Cardio Core Bootcamp that I franchised and grew to 59 locations. And when I had the opportunity to delve into a new platform, being a yoga studio, I didn't really ever think that I was going to expand and franchise again. Although I got that sensation where I saw the demand and the people coming to our locations, and it just gave me the position of wanting to share. Not necessarily looking at it from a franchise perspective, although I wanted to share the idea. I wanted to create more opportunities for people to run their own business, share in what I was doing, and also create more opportunities for members to be able to go to other locations, as we had people traveling over 2 hours to come to our facility, our studio, because it was so unique with the infrared and the technology and just the diversity of the classes that really attracted an audience that we were able to capture and open up additional locations to serve them. So, but me as a person, who am I? I think I'm a visionary. If I see it, I think, if you can see it, you're already there. You just need to find out the steps in the pathway to get there. And I think by being open and having the ability to align yourself and learn from other people is a huge, huge factor in success and in growing yourself as a person, but also growing whatever it is that you are endeavoring.
Cool. Now, did you need financing to get oxygen going, or did you just bootstrap it or finance it yourself?
I financed it myself. I'm kind of one of those old school people, and although my mentality has changed because the financing and the capital, utilizing the bank's finances as opposed to your own, is just a lot more feasible for people in getting started and going. I was in a position where I was flipping houses, so I did have capital, and I invested my capital into purchasing a yoga studio instead of buying and flipping another house.
Okay. Now you started this obviously. Where was your first location? Where was it?
It
Your
was in
auction.
Maple Ridge,
Maple
Maple
Ridge.
Ridge.
Okay. Now it seems that British Columbia, or even specifically Vancouver, is really a great market for you, I would believe, because it's outdoor, people are into health and fitness and all that kind of stuff. Are you finding it different or more challenging going into newer markets?
No, actually, I mean, ironically enough, we are going into the States right now. We're opening our first location in Calabasas, in California. So it's kind of interesting because I'm in the perspective now where I am experiencing that whole new rebirth of a brand in a new territory. In Canada, here we have a presence. We've created a strong name for ourselves within households. So we've done a really good job at marketing ourselves. We've aligned ourselves with Costco, Save-On-Foods, other big box brands that have endorsed our programs that give us clout and gives us the ability to grow and give that consumer confidence as well. Going into a new market sometimes seems a little daunting, although we've established a really, really good marketing strategy on how we capture and how we really find that consumer who wants to come through our doors.
Okay, so you'd probably say you're a serial entrepreneur, would you say? I mean,
A ser
consistently serial entrepreneur. I mean, you developed the franchises for, you've got the oxygen going, you're working on new markets and so forth like that. Is there anything you've learned along the way or advice you've received along the way that you has helped you or motivate you going forward and developing your
Oh,
companies?
completely. One thing that we did is in the beginning we grew too fast. So I didn't have all of the systems, the policies, the procedures in place. So it was like running after that snowball that just kept growing and growing. And I think sometimes we just need to take a step back and reflect and press pause. Because when you do that, you give yourself the ability to reinvent and reestablish and create better systems that are going to provide better supports for the franchisees or the people who are working within your organization.
Okay. Do you see the company expanding into other areas within fitness and yoga, as well as other countries, and taking that to other countries beyond the United States and Canada, North America? Do you see it going into, say, Europe or Central America?
Most definitely. We do have interest in New Zealand right now, as well as we've had interest in England. So we do have a lot of outside interest internationally. COVID, as much as people would say it put a damper on this industry, we actually tried to seize the moment and really reinvent ourselves and understand that let's prepare ourselves for when everything does reopen so we can, hit the ground running. So we established new systems and created better pathways for us to open and go international seamlessly.
Okay. If you were to give advice to, say, a young woman entrepreneur or man entrepreneur, and they were starting out, what's some advice you would give them just as far as mindset, not so much business, but how to move forward in a business and accept the challenges and the good things and the bad things? What are some of the things that you could confidently say, here's some things that I learned from as an entrepreneur over the years?
Well, one thing I would say is you need to be passionate about whatever it is you're doing. That passion is something you can't sell to anybody. That passion is something that you need to build your business around. I would also have to say is just really establishing your why. Why are you doing this? And creating, a plan and a plan of strategy and doing it incrementally. So starting off 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. So developing that plan and always temperature checking and revisiting the plan to see, okay, what growth strategies are working? Where do I need more support? Where do I need more help? And I think as an entrepreneur, we try to take everything on our own shoulders. And I think you need to define what you're good at. It's not to say that you don't need to understand all the foundations and the fundamentals of your business, because that's essential. Understanding what you're really good at and learning how to delegate and also listening. Listening is a huge factor in success because often we get into conversations and the conversations get interrupted, but listening to the beginning and to the end of a statement will allow you to get a full understanding of somebody else's.
Okay. What about books that you may, what about books that you may be reading? Are there any books that you use or learn from in the last few years that have helped you out in your business?
There.
I don't know what happened to you there.
I don't know what happened either. I could see myself. I was moving, but you were frozen.
Yeah, you're likewise too. So, okay, don't worry, I'll edit that out. So,
Okay.
I wanted to ask you about books. Entrepreneurs are avid readers and learners. Is there any books that you could recommend to entrepreneurs out there? We're having some problems here.
Yeah, okay. N you're back now.
Okay, don't worry, I'll edit this out. No worries.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Costa Rica internet, probably. Can't be Canada internet. It's got to be Costa Rica internet. Okay, so I want to talk about some of the books you read. Entrepreneurs are avid readers, or always, like you mentioned, you're a big listener. You must be a big reader. Do you read business books, entrepreneur books, motivational mindset books, things like that? Anything that helps you build your business?
I'm more into the motivational mindset, like Tony Robbins. You know, he's had so many amazing things to just kind of reset me as a person and give guidance as to what direction you're going in, and just establishing those feelings and making those feelings real and putting them to fruition to ensure that you're making good, solid decisions. As for books, okay, two of my favorites, and they are so simple. One, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And it's just a little book of anecdotes that I find is so helpful, because often we make mountains out of molehills and we don't need to. And when you don't sweat the small stuff and just look at really the big picture in things, it often puts things into perspective.
Is that kind of like Jim Rohn in Don't Major in Minor Things?
Yes. And it's so, you know, and it seems so silly because they're just like little simple books, although they allow you to sit back and revisit and reflect in just a really simple manner. And I think sometimes we overcomplicate things and we don't need to. So just by being just simple, like that whole philosophy, the KISS philosophy, keep it simple.
Simple, stupid.
I don't like saying stupid. I like saying silly.
But you got an extra anyhow, S there. You got an extra S there.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, just stuff like that is really just keeping it simple. Another book that I read when I first started franchising was The Starbucks Experience. I mean, yet again, a simple book, but puts things into perspective. We are in a customer service PR industry where that's what you're doing. You're creating an experience for somebody. So whatever it is you're doing, whether it's a restaurant or it's a yoga and fitness studio or a hair salon, you know, you've got to create this positive experience for people that they're going to leave and they're going to tell other people about because they had such a great experience. So those are two of my simple favorites. Of course, I've read tons and tons of books on Millionaire Mind and this, that, the next thing. But those are the simple ones that I find just keep things really in perspective.
Yeah. What would you say some of the intangible things that Oxygen Yoga and Fitness sells? Like Starbucks sells a warm, comfortable place to have a cup of coffee, not really selling a cup of coffee, but, you know, a place to go to. Is there any intangible things that you would say that Oxygen sells? I mean, fitness, obviously, is it a meeting place? Is it a place like-minded people? Is it communal? How would you say beyond the fitness that would be somewhat of an intangible thing that you would sell? It'd be part of the Oxygen Yoga, I guess, mantra or philosophy.
Well, community. I mean, that's what we do. We create a community. We create a place for people, like-minded people to come to meet others, to channel their energy in a positive way, to just really create a community of just welcoming everyone, you know, no matter your age, color, size, gender. It's a community where everybody's coming to their own mat in a, let's call it a warm place, because it is.
Yeah.
And just really just enjoying themselves and giving themselves a break. When people take time for themselves, they're honoring themselves, and you're a better person when you take care of yourself. You can take care of everybody else around you when you allow yourself to give yourself that time. It's not being selfish. And I mean, as a mother of three, I understand that excuse, I don't have time. Well, you've got to make the time for yourself because you deserve it.
Yeah, and I think I've heard a lot too. Like, I remember I had Cheryl Cran on the podcast one time. She said, being an entrepreneur is a lot like being an athlete. You've got to be in really good shape, mind, body, spirit. I mean, it's really important to do that. What's your routine like? What's your workout routine like?
Well, I wake up every morning and I visit whatever studio that I'm in the neighborhood to. And I love going in because, one, I take that time for myself. I get to meet members. I get to do testimonials. And then I I go back and I start my work day. So my work day is very, I'd like to say it's routine, but it's not. I mean, as an entrepreneur, you're always bobbing and weaving and growing, and I'm hopping from province to province and now country to country, which is exciting, but really, truly is about just taking that time in the morning for myself to wake myself up, have my exercise routine, focus on where I'm going to start. I do meditation as well when I get home, set myself up for a mindful day, and then I create a to-do list for myself. So that to-do list, to me, I'm old school. I like writing it down. I have my notepad
Oh,
right
wow,
here,
still doing
right?
that.
So
Wow.
I do, because there's so much satisfaction when you write down your to-do list and you get to cross those items off and you look at your day. That's an accomplishment. And I mean, there's other people who enjoy putting their information into their phone. Well, my phone is, yes, my key to saving me, to remind me, because my alerts come up as to when I'm supposed to be doing things. Although writing things down, I think, is not only therapeutic, but it's really a sense of accomplishment when you get to look at that piece of paper at the end of the day and say, wow, I did this. And then you know what? You've got tomorrow that you can go back and revisit those things you didn't get to cross off.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had interviewed a very young entrepreneur a few weeks ago, and she writes everything down on a piece of paper. I was like, "Wow, you're going old school." And she was like, "Oh yeah, I still love to have the, I still like to have the pen and paper," which is really good to see, you know, that people are still sticking to that. I still like pen and paper, but you know, I got my trusty iPad, and so that's kind of semi-digital. Anyways, okay, we're going to wrap things up. Is there anything you'd like to add before you leave us today? Anything that I know this is a short interview, but I just, if there's anything you'd like to mention or inspire other entrepreneurs before we leave you today?
Well, I would love to just inspire people to really focus on what you love. I mean, there's a lot of the times that we go into situations because we're fearful. But fear and love are derived from the exact same feeling, the exact same emotion. So always just revisit the love as opposed to the fear in what you're doing it. Because if you can channel your energy that way, you're going to come out ahead. And that feeling of fear, that's a good feeling because that means you care. So just always reevaluating that love for whatever endeavor it is that you are entering into, that you're encountering, to just come from a place of love.
Isn't that true? They say success is just on the other side of fear.
Yeah, it's so true. And
Yeah.
it fear is just, you know, as I said, it's the opposite emotion on the direction that you really need to go.
Awesome. Okay. Jen, thank you very much again for coming on the show. Nice short interview, and all the best and success moving forward for you and your company.
Thank you so much, Robert, and thank you for having me, and I look forward to future interviews with you.
Yes. Okay. Ciao.
Okay, bye.